Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Had a couple checks during that break, one for my sister. Shut up, guys. Talking to you guys before you say anything. She said she'd view the person completely differently. I agree with that. And then the second one was from our buddy Tony, and Todd got this too. And it said, I just tried the toilet thing. It didn't go well. And Susie's pissed. That's his wife. So there you go. Try that today. Try that here. I was just in the bathroom. But I didn't have to do number two.
We'd be a lot of people bored at home.
Right.
Stand and
yeah, I want to see. Yeah, I want somebody to try that for us.
Vanessa on the email says, it's not really fair to ask the ladies in your audience about this. I would find it hilarious and want to watch all the time.
Are you going again?
Todd said... Basically, you said, well, women should clean that up earlier. In that break, you said, well, if you're a germaphobe, clean it up.
Oh, whoever the germaphobe is.
You clean up after your guy pooping.
If it's a dude and they're that worried about it, you would clean it up.
Yeah.
As a germaphobe, you would take it upon yourself to do that.
If you had a room, just say, what if you and two dudes lived together as roommates? I'm thinking, dude, no. Sit down like a civilized human being, you freak.
Yeah, you'd think that would break the toilet seat like
that would
a lot.
Certain ones it would,
standing
right?
Standing on it.
Right. This guy's 260 or something. He's going to crack that thing.
Well, I think you'd have to lift the seat.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're just standing on the rim.
No, that's even worse. I didn't think you'd lift the seat.
No, she said seat.
No, I think
on
you
the seat.
You'd
okay.
have to stay on the seat because it's flat.
Well, the seat seems a little unstable. That can move around.
Yeah, but but you couldn't put your feet, unless you had claw feet.
And just wrap it around the rim.
Wrapped around the rim.
Michael says, I worked with Asians for 20 years that still stand on the toilet. You would have to wipe off the footprints to take a dump.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a different culture. I get it. But this didn't sound like one of those stories. But I don't know. No. Come on. We have Asian people.
And then
we
sent a sign.
Some Asian
apparently,
guy's going, no, I sit down.
This is a sign for toilets, public toilets in Japan. And it's got six little cartoon characters, the etchings. And only and five of the positions are not acceptable, including the squatting on top of the toilet. Apparently, they want you to sit down.
Wouldn't it be great to see the silhouette on the outside of a bathroom of that? Like you go to the bathroom and all of a sudden you see a guy. Why is that guy squatting on that toilet?
Like the old shadow dancing boxes?
Yeah. Like
shadow pooping?
Well, they show a guy and a girl and most, they use those funny names too. Like,
well, like you said, if you didn't see feet, you wouldn't expect anybody to be in there.
Right.
If you walk into the urinal, and then you start hearing somebody go out, and you're like, what the hell?
I'll tell you what, Dub, less chance of getting murdered in a bathroom. We all watch movies like that. Guy comes in there looking underneath there and doesn't see the feet.
Here's a good suggestion. That guy should stack some concrete blocks on both sides of the toilet. Stand on them and squat.
That's a visual spectacular, too.
That seems
that's a good idea.
That seems practical.
Yeah, but then the stance might be a little too wide.
I think it's too wide too, Puss.
Yeah.
And then if it's wide, blocks are going to fly off.
Yeah, you'd have to
go right down your ass.
And you land in the toilet.
If the blocks were just stacked up, then they're going to fall, and then you're going
to. Plus, Todd, think about it. If you did that, how far down would your balls hang? You could probably just see them down there like a Liberty Bell, you know?
Oh, yeah, I'd probably have to put a
let
sock on them.
Ring.
It'd be like the giant pendulum at the Science Museum.
I'd have to put them in a Ziploc. A big quart-sized Ziploc.
But you're right, Craig. That wasn't the story.
Keep them dry.
We killed 30 minutes.
Come on, sandwich-sized. Yeah. Quart's a little bit much.
Is there I'm not familiar with this one. A Curb Your Enthusiasm episode of Larry David with a squatting toilet?
He has a... He opened up a coffee shop in the last season, and he didn't want any poopers in his... So he had no poopers there. But he has a urinal where the feet come out... And raise you up so your feet don't touch the thing. It's really crazy. But I think that's what they might be talking about. But it might have been another. He did nine seasons of that, so there might be something else I missed.
Yeah.
Craig?
I hope this girl broke up with that guy.
Yeah.
And then she's got to, like, tell her mom why.
Yeah.
He was so nice. What happened? He stands on the toilet. Squats. Well,
and probably from now on, that's going to be a first date question
yes,
for her.
Yes, right.
How do you poop? Nice to meet you. Right. How do you poop?
I watch you poop. Do you poop normal? Oh, I love you. What else is going on, Craig? I'm digging that story, though. That's going to be a lot of conversation.
I think Craig might think there were some clips there in that last little bit.
Yeah. Well, there's this, too. Jeff writes us. First of all, full disclosure, my family is heavily invested in the Kingsford brand, which is owned by the Clorox company. But for his daily routine, he takes a hot briquette and eats that and washes it down with Kingsford brand lighter fluid. And apparently it kills the virus.
Yeah, the Trump family.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
They do have money in that through a French company I saw.
So you can try that. I would suggest you don't.
Chew on a briquette of Kingsford?
A hot briquette.
It's got to be a hot briquette.
Otherwise, it does no good.
Stops the COVID.
Yeah.
Cool.
In its tracks, apparently.
Isn't that Shakespearean? Didn't somebody swallow a hot coal in some Shakespeare novel? I had a flashback to high school right
really?
There
Really?
Don't remember.
Second.
I'm not familiar.
Know your audience, dude.
Macbeth, maybe?
I suck at Shakespeare on Jeopardy.
We had to read one every year, like sophomore, junior, senior, and I think I had a flashback. Somebody had to swallow it, like committed suicide by swallowing a hot coal.
I got a couple
something.
Hot coals. You could
that's
swallow.
No way to commit suicide.
No, it's horrible.
That would just burn your throat all the way down. Right,
yeah.
That would be one of the worst ways to go.
Yeah, that's not committing suicide.
Right, burning yourself from the inside?
It sounds horrible. My dad ate a marshmallow that was on fire one time. You know, like roasting marshmallows.
Oh, yeah?
He put it in his mouth while it was on fire. My kids
was
still.
Was he so drunk or did he on purpose?
Just on purpose. Okay. The kids were young, and he's like, "Hey, check this out." Now they still talk anytime we're around a fire. There's marshmallows. They still bring it up. Remember when Papa Mark did that? Yeah. Years later,
you can still do it. Okay.
When Brutus flees after stabbing Caesar, this apparently isn't Julius Caesar.
A two Brute.
And gets embroiled in the Battle of Philippi. She in turn kills herself.
Philippi.
By eating hot coals.
Coals. More than one.
Yeah. Multiple
hot
coals.
Like you said, I don't think even that's suicide. I think it's going to hurt for a while. You're going to pass out.
I don't know.
Don't try that, kids.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an excruciating way to go.
Well, I'll wait for Dr. Mina to weigh in.
Hey, I'm just happy I remembered something from like junior year.
Yeah, that's Romeo and Juliet.
English.
Was Romeo and Juliet or was
Julius
it?
Caesar. Julius Caesar.
Oh, Julius Caesar. Yeah. Okay, good.
Julius Caesar.
Yeah, that was Romeo and Julius Caesar.
I love that one. That's my favorite.
That may be the best Shakespeare there is.
Yeah, I think so too.
The ones that don't exist.
Right. Yeah. Born on this date, however, dead now.
If you can find another show that talks Shakespeare and squatting while you poop.
You can't.
Right.
Good luck.
Born on this date, however, dead now, the notorious B.I.G.
When'd he die?
Big Papa.
97, 98?
That movie any good? We talked to the actor that portrayed him in the movie. Anybody seen the movie?
Tony and I saw that.
Oh, yeah, did you like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was so stereotypical.
Well, you saw it in the black theater, right?
Well,
a theater that features a lot of black people.
The audience was predominantly black, and most of the audience showed up late.
Of course.
I was going to say, and Tony
it's true.
Tony missed the first 15 minutes?
No, I think Tony actually showed up on time. But there were people walking in for the first 10, 15 minutes of the
Tony
movie.
Tony was an on-time brother. He always was.
Yeah, he was pretty punctual.
And that still is, I'm sure. He just doesn't live here.
That's a pretty entertaining movie.
Not a past tense with Tony.
Here's an idea. Organ donation in England.
There's no mystery surrounding B.I.G.'s death, is there?
They never caught who did it.
No.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
Yeah, him and Tupac's murders are both unsolved.
Yeah, unsolved, right. Well, they killed each other, obviously. They're people.
Yeah, they're factions.
Right.
Organ donation in England has moved to an opt-out system instead of opting in. This means that all adults in England will be considered to have agreed to be an organ donor when they die unless they've recorded a decision not to donate one of the excluded groups.
I like that. I think a lot of people would donate and forget to just mark it.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
You know? Just never crosses
your mind. I didn't do that for a long time, and I've done it recently.
Yeah. Now there's some excluded groups, and if you don't want to be in this, right, fine. You don't have to be.
Yeah, right.
But you have to opt out instead of opting in. And I don't want the organ from the guy squatting and pooping.
No,
really?
That's where I would draw a line. Anywhere, any color.
You're afraid
any,
you'd take
any
it?
Culture. I don't want you.
Yeah, if he could save my life, I would take it. Yeah.
You would start doing that too?
I'll wait for the next one.
You get an eyeball from that guy and then you start squatting?
Yep.
Tom Brady announced that he is selling a new vitamin supplement that enhances the immune system.
He's up.
Medical experts are skeptical of the benefit of this product, and they are concerned that Brady is taking advantage of the coronavirus pandemic to sell his latest product.
Because he says it enhances
the immune system.
His whole system was poo-pooed. They said they don't do any of that. That book he had out.
It's not like he just embarked. This is not his first endeavor on selling snake oil.
But this is the latest one.
Yeah.
In an Instagram video, he introduced his Protect vitamins, saying that these supplements are vital for health and well-being. This product, of course, non-FDA approved, designed to, what they say, help your immune system recover from the effects of stress, optimize its response, and keep you feeling your best.
Shut up.
Just when I thought it was the Patriots I hated.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was thinking the same thing. I hate them both, obviously.
Yeah. No, I hate him, too. Yeah.
60 tablets, $45.
So it's snake oil.
That's expensive.
Yeah, and so a lot of people are coming out and saying, we know that you're not exactly saying coronavirus, but the way you're saying immune system and the timing of this really looks bad.
It's Crazy Tommy's cure-all pills.
And he also moved to Florida, so he's going to send more. He's going to sell more now. They'll love him in Florida now.
And he doesn't need the money.
No, he doesn't.
Well, he's not making as much as the missus, so he's probably a little emasculated.
But here's the deal with that, though. I mean, doctors, all kinds of people all over the country or the world try to come up with vitamins that might work. But no, who did it? Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He's got the better lab, apparently.
Yeah, he does.
He's got better scientists.
Yeah, their product page for this Protect bit touts its apparent ability to improve immunity and recovery for whatever comes your way.
Yeah, it's no different than the snake oil that Baker was selling.
Oh, that silver?
Well, Baker said that actually stopped coronavirus, so it's probably worse, obviously. But
he's dancing around it. Come on.
God, that means this Sunday, people are going to go, don't go near Tom. He's going to try to sell this vitamin crap.
What's the stuff that looks like tinsel from a Christmas tree that they dump into the meth mix? I'm Breaking Bad.
I've never cooked meth.
Not a lot of chemists in the room.
I never cooked meth.
Somebody out there has. They can clue me in. I've seen that several times, and I've always wondered.
Yeah.
Because it's like shredded pieces of tinsel.
That's another one of those things I don't want in my Google history.
No. Oh, you can that.
Yeah, just Google.
What are the ingredients of meth?
Meth recipe. Just Google meth recipe. What are you afraid of?
You have to be caught buying it.
Or manufacturing it.
Cooking it.
You're not Googling how to kill my wife and nobody knows about it, that kind of stuff.
That show did make the process seem romantic.
Yeah, it totally did.
It did.
Yeah. The musical montages of all the meth.
Well, Walter was a brilliant chemist.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently if you're a brilliant chemist, you can make better meth. It just makes sense.
Nope, I think I just stumbled upon a prepper website. That one looked like it was hosted by a militia somewhere.
All right.
Oh, good.
Good to know.
Victoria's Secret closing 235 stores for good across the nation. About half their locations in Canada are getting closed. The parent company also closing 50 Bath & Body Works stores. This comes at the same week that Pier 1 says they're shutting down completely. JCPenney says they're closing down 242 stores.
Does that have a lot to do with malls?
Well,
dying. A lot of those stores that you just listed there, predominantly featured in malls years ago.
Victoria's Secret was already having trouble. This just put them over the edge.
So was JCPenney.
Was JCPenney. They may not have made it anyway, but this put them over the edge.
But JCPenney,
for Pier 1.
It put them over the edge.
Put them over the edge.
JCPenney was an anchor store for a lot of malls.
Malls are going away, too.
It's still at Oakview in this town. JCPenney's right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we go there.
Right. Yeah, that ball's not. It doesn't.
I have a JCPenney card. Sure, I do, man.
Bragger.
Brag. All right.
I know. I'm bragging.
Scott in Wichita.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah. Hey, those are the lithium strips they steal from batteries.
Oh, okay.
And I learned that while doing jury duty on a meth case.
Oh, good. Oh, okay. All right. I thought you said I learned that while I used to make meth.
You're supposed to say I learned that from Puss when I called a second ago.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate the info.
Oh, meth case.
Love you.
Love you.
Lithium strips.
That's the jury, yeah.
Oh, no.
I'd love to be on a jury.
Well, I yeah.
Really?
Well, I hate my job.
You'd be
right. Oh, yeah.
Not
yeah,
like coming in here. If they could like go there after this, that'd be great.
Right. I had jury duty until the... Kind of coming after here.
Careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I could just show up, instead of going to the pharmacy, if I could just like watch a court case, I would love to do that.
A lot of people want jury duty, not going to work. But you know what? You got to get on the right case. Some are probably just boring.
Oh, yeah. I'd take it. I'd take any of it. Check fraud. I don't care.
Yeah.
I would guess most of them
are boring.
Are pretty boring.
Mm-hmm.
But a meth case would be kind of cool.
Yeah, if you could pick and choose your cases.
Right.
Yeah, if you weren't going to prosecute a cartel.
You don't want to be on that jury.
No.
Innocent.
Back
He's
in the
innocent.
Old days of the mafia guys, you don't want to be on those juries either.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be part of a mob jury.
Well, I think I'd have a hard time because when they interview me, they could say, you think he did it? I'd be like, I don't know. What race is he?
Yeah. that means you wouldn't be on the jury.
Yeah.
Right. One angry man.
You've never even been called, have you?
No, that's never.
Amazing, man. I was called 3 or 4 times so far.
12 angry Knicks.
I got called there a couple. I got called there a couple of winters ago, and I had to go in one day.
Right.
And I was, making up all the things to say to get out of it, and then I didn't even get the chance.
Right.
They didn't even pull me out of the pool to be questioned.
Right.
Just had to sit there for about 3 hours and then go home.
Did they give you a sandwich?
No, but what, $9 an hour or something?
I gave apparently all the wrong answers to get on jury duty, which was going to bleed into my vacation. So I went on vacation and I broke my knee.
Yeah, I got
jury duty would have saved your knee.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. What
I
happened?
Think it would have.
Tell me later.
I got out of jury duty. That's what happened.
With your knee, I meant. You tell me that later.
Oh, I fell off a mountain.
We've all said,
hey,
a lot.
What happened?
I could use that now every time in honor of Fred.
Yeah.
Every time Todd brings up his leg.
Hey, what happened?
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Many are upset after the Minnesota National Guard messed up hundreds of coronavirus tests at a St. Paul nursing home.
Whoa.
Reports say that the Viking fan National Guard did not store the test in coolers while transporting them to the proper place earlier this week. Leaders say that they are taking steps to make sure that similar mistakes are not made in the future.
Yeah, you got to put that in the Yeti.
Other National Guard story out there is if you serve 90 days, you get these more benefits, and Trump is going to pull them all back at 79 days.
89
days. And apparently that leaked out, and now they're considering extending it. They were going to. So this is America first, right? National Guard, he was going to pull back one day before their benefits kicked in. That's a true story.
American soldiers.
That's not fake. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, he's a businessman.
Sure, it had nothing to do with that, though.
It did.
Because we had everything under control.
It got leaked out, and now they're saying, well, we're going to think about extending it now.
So that was Viking fan, Packer fan, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Burning themselves, WKOW says that the University of Wisconsin Health's Burn and Wound Center admitted 40% more burn patients.
That's cow.
Yeah.
That's cow.
Y'all are quick.
Packer fans, cow.
Right, 101.9 the cow radio.
Moo.
We rock. Yeah.
Picking you up and making you feel good.
The like cow. All the cows listening to us.
They admitted 40% more burn patients in the last couple of months compared to this same time last year.
How come?
It's almost entirely due to burn injuries from the kitchen, but also apparently hot water burns on the kids because they're trying to
we're
do this
We're all inside.
As well.
Yeah, we're all inside doing yeah. stuff, yeah.
So they say keep kids away from the hot surfaces in the kitchen and don't put your toys near there.
Especially Packer
adults
fans.
Or
there's half a
children.
Deck. They're working with a half a deck anyway, most Packer fans.
Yeah. How many? Yeah. But you got to get the test. Yeah. You got to get the test to the right place,
true,
though.
True. Oh, that part.
Ask Viking fan
oh, no,
how
Viking,
to do that.
No, Viking fan screwed up, too.
Oh, yeah. We forgot about that a second ago.
Yeah. They're not walking around just burning their faces like Packer fan.
Well, it doesn't matter because they're still not getting tested.
You can't even handle being inside without starting yourself on fire.
Packer fan. And listen to the cow every morning.
Is that cow radio or cow TV? I'm sorry. Okay, thanks.
No question. Let's do this one.
Beefy and bovine.
In the morning.
In the morning. On 101.9 The Cow.
That's a country station. If they're called The Cow, it's country.
Absolutely it is.
Good morning, heifers.
Yep.
Out of Texas, 82-year-old Alan Bischoff of Houston is charged with aggravated assault of a family member. I don't get that part, so don't ask me. For the death of 65-year-old Craig Lamell.
You're not allowed to punch your family members either.
Yeah, but it gets weird.
Okay.
Oh, it gets weird.
Oh. Okay.
Keep in mind, 82-year-old Alan Bischoff charged with aggravated assault of a family member for the death of 65-year-old Craig Lamell. Lamell died from bleeding on the brain following a stay in the hospital ICU. Now, before the 65-year-old's death, he told police that he'd been walking on a bike trail near his home when he was attacked and beaten by three men. But with no identifying information, the case went cold. But then there was a break in the case because Mr. Bischoff, the 82-year-old, was laid off from his job at a major oil company, and officials found personal emails on his office computer that revealed that he and Lamell, the 82-year-old and the 65-year-old, were lovers.
Oh.
And had been engaging in sadomasochistic love play when Lamell was injured.
So they're two dudes, right?
Yes. In one of the documents recovered from Mr. Bischoff's computer, he wrote that he and Lamell had a sexual relationship, that they engaged in sadomasochistic behavior, and that leading up to and on the day of the initial assault, Lamell had requested Bischoff to assault him.
You got to be careful when you're beating an 82-year-old. They break.
Well, this is the 82-year-old doing the beating of the 65-year-old.
Oh, who died?
The 65-year-old.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
The 82-year-old wrote that he and Lamell agreed to a mugging story as a cover for their mutual attack plan.
Man. It does get weird.
They were getting after it.
Yeah, that's a weird fetish. You hide in the woods and beat the hell out of me? Oh, be the best sex ever had.
Right there.
That whole thing. Right there, yeah.
Loud and clear.
Part of this letter that was found on the work computer detailed how the man wanted to kill himself for the accidental death of the lover.
He was bummed out he did it, right?
Very much so.
Right.
And so that's the story of Alan and Craig in Texas.
No relation, right, Craig?
Thank you.
But if you're 80-something, it's got to be hard to find a replacement dude that you could just beat.
That's into that.
Yeah, beat to the point of climax.
Damn.
Yeah. You'd be sad if you lost that.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, that'd be a tough Tinder profile. 82-year-old dude looking for somebody I can beat. The climax.
Down to earth, Grandpa.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat the crap out of you.
The climax.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.